This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.
My celebrity whirl continues. I've had Sean with me during halftime, and now I'm joined by Sam Wedgbury to have a chat through halftime. If you want to ask him any questions, of course, you can do using our usual hashtag, #ASKWXM. It's #AskWrexham. But, well, firstly, Sam, thanks very much. Second time you've done this season. It's very good of you to come back. You're a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, no worries. obviously, if I'm free, I don't mind doing it. So, just have to ask. Don't mind doing it.
Nice one, excellent. Well, let's kick off straight away, and I got to say, the question all Wrexham fans are bound to want to know about the beers. It's gone. It's sort of back a tiny bit, but give us a beard status update here. What's the plan?
I've got my wedding in the summer, so the missus wants me clean shaven, so I'm probably going to have to just try and grow it out till about May time, and then I'll whip it off once we get the promotion. If we get promoted, I'll whip it off.
Nice one. That's, I'm going to ask you a stupid question, eh? Does it make a difference? Does it feel different playing with the big beard? Does it feel different to otherwise when you're playing?
No, not really, no. Just gets a bit more, a bit wet when you're playing, especially in conditions like today, and you get all sorts of food stuck in it. So, yeah, no, it doesn't really make much difference, no.
Are you a superstitious kind of guy who would like keep a beard going, you know, because of results or not bothers?
No, I actually started growing it when I first did my knee, so that was well over a year's growth. And I just kept it on. I sort of got comfortable with it and kept my face warm, so I just kept it on. Yeah, that was it really.
You kept us busy in the media team because you were putting the thumbnails up on the YouTube interviews, and then hang on a second, you've changed your look. We need to have different ones. We've got a range of pictures ready to use for you.
Yeah, I can imagine. I bet it was a nightmare, wasn't it?
I've got to ask you something about goals. You're probably in the lead for our goal of the season trophy, that screamer you scored here when we got us a point against Guiseley.
Yeah.
And I believe you're Worcester City's youngest ever scorer, and you were 16, is that right?
Yeah, it was in the FA Cup, yeah, when I was 16. So I think I still got that record, which is nice. I think the club's fell on hard times a little bit now, but I think they're on the way back. So I owe Worcester a lot. That's where I first got my chance. But yeah, still record intact, I think, which is nice.
But I've got to say, you scored when you were 16, and since then I think it's 7 goals in 12 years. So do you want to explain that to me?
I was hoping you weren't going to mention
Sorry
that.
Sorry about that.
No, obviously I think the way I am, I'm more defensive minded. I try and cover everywhere and get across and cover people's positions, so I'm probably not arriving in the box as much as I should, which probably now I'm getting older I probably need to do when your legs start to go a little bit. You need to, but obviously I'm only 28 now, so I've got good 2-3 years left in me yet of running about.
But legs is the thing that struck me straight away looking at you in pre-season, and you know, for a, you know, a centre mid, you got pace, you cover a hell of a lot of ground as well. I mean, that would be, I think, what you would see as one of your main strengths in the game.
Yeah, I've always been like that. Every club I've been at clubs I've been at, I've always played as a number 4, so it's more like the deep line midfielder. So all I've ever really had to concentrate on is literally just get the ball, give it to the players what can go and create, and I literally just, I'm in there to break play it. But here I've got to do a little bit of both, so obviously it helps. I've got a good solid back four behind me playing as well, which they've got a great understanding, and that helps massively, like, so I mean, it's a big part of my game, energy, so. And it always has been. Well, the type of background I come from, working class and hard work, and that's what I've always got morals about. So yeah, it's my morals.
And this team fits in with those sort of morals, I think, as well. This is a really hard-working unit, I think, isn't it, that we've put together here?
Yeah, we are. After games, the lads coming in the dressing room, they're off, I think, for 90% of the games this season. There's been certain games where we probably haven't been at it, but I can honestly say every game the lads give their heart and soul, and they come in the dressing room at the end, they're absolutely knackered, and lads are getting cut for the cause, and we got a good bunch, and I've played at good clubs in the past, and this is the best team spirit I've ever had, and best set of lads I've ever played with. We all really get along, and we've got no big time Charlies, which sometimes can upset the apple cart a bit at clubs, but we haven't got that, and it's testament and credit to the gaffer for who's bought in.
And that sort of character is so important, isn't it? A team that bonds together like that. You'll work for each other and make sacrifices for each other, won't you?
Well, of course, that's what we do. We want to fight for each other and work hard. You see that at times where we are under the cosh, and you got lads covering for each other, lads putting their head in where it hurts, and that's what we're about. And we're the type of lads as well. We want a rapport with the supporters, which I think we have lads going to supporters meetings on the days off and supporters groups, and that's what we're about. We want the club reunited as one. And from what I gather in the past, I think it was sort of players and fans on a different page, but we all want to be as one, and I think that's starting to show now. And Gaffer's thinks got another 2 years after this season, so it's only going to go from strength to strength. Whatever we achieve this season, it'll only be better next season.
You can see that bond. It's really obvious, you know. I mean, the celebrations after games and goal celebrations, and you can just see it, you know, and the players more obvious in the community as well. And that's a fantastic feeling, you know, to see it at the club.
Yeah, of course it is. Like I say, we did go to Dublin a couple of weeks ago, and we all went. Everyone turned up. We had a good weekend together, and the gaffer's big on your team spirit, and we all have coffees together, we eat together after training, and the only way you're going to achieve something, like, I spend more time with these lads than I probably do my own family. So the only way you're going to achieve something is being together on the same page and nobody thinking they're better than anyone else, and we've got a good blend.
And then that relationship with the fans as well. You see it every week, to be fair. But you know, when you get results like we did at Chester or we did at Tranmere, you know, you just see the celebrations with the fans as well, and you can see the players want the fans to be part of it as well, don't you?
Yeah, of course we do. You can't really force that either, I don't think. I think you've either got players that want to be like that and want to do that, or you haven't. And I think we've got a lot of that. At the end of the day, these supporters have kept this club going, and without them, we wouldn't have a club. And at the end of the day, they'll be here for years to come, and we're long gone, and we're in other jobs or doing whatever we have to do after football. They'll still be here supporting, and we want to be as close to them as we can and do as much for them as we can. So it's good that they can contact us on social media and ask us to do these meetings. I know Shawnee, who you've just had on, does lots of it, and me and Sean are on the same page with that. You've got to be going into the schools. We've got to be getting the next batch of fans coming through, getting bigger crowds, and that's what we want to do. We all want to be on the same page, and it's a credit to everyone who's a part of the club. It's the most passionate club I've been at, and everyone cares. And you've got volunteers on match days, you've got kit men, you got G in the office. We've got everyone working hard, and a lot goes unnoticed. The people that, listen, we just turn up at 3 o'clock and play. Everything else is done for us, so it's a credit to everyone associated with the club.
Well, that's great to hear that, because you know, it's slightly unusual in a way to have a squad of players who recognise that so much, and players who see it in that way. So that's a really good thing to see. I've got a couple of questions coming in.
Yeah.
Firstly, Barton Bank, who is a good one.
Yeah.
A couple of times a season, you've lunged in on a tackle and not been sent off. Any time you thought, I'm gone.
Yeah. Obviously, the Tranmere one was silly. I know. I didn't touch him, but he just played clever and gone down. I do that to players myself. But yeah, the Chester one, it was off. I didn't think it was as bad, and then when I watched it back after, then I thought that. But it was just adrenaline, and it's a derby. I was in front of our fans, and if I'd have backed out of the tackle, which isn't me, I can't do that. I can't. As soon as I'm going in wholeheartedly, and it's not to hurt anyone. I just want to go and win the ball. So yeah, once I was at that end and I seen our support behind the goal, I got a bit giddy, and I did that. But yeah, I've tried to curb it a little bit more now, but that doesn't mean I'm going to back out of tackles. Sometimes you're just unlucky with a booking, and he might just nick the ball at the last minute, but I'm never going to back out of tackles, because that's the way I play. I'm passionate, and that's just it.
Of course, the referee at Chester was the same ref as the one who sent you off at Tranmere, wasn't he? So do you sort of think, oh, hang on, it's him again, he's going to give the same decision?
Yeah, I actually did. That did weigh on my mind, but I reckon the Tranmere one maybe swayed his mind not to do it again, because it would have been the same ref. And then, but yeah, I was probably lucky on the day, but it's a derby at the end of the day, and that's what, that in a derby, I'm the same every game, but I wouldn't, more importantly in a derby, you want to be hitting tackles and trying to get us on top. So
you just got to hope sometimes the referees read the game the right way. Like I'm thinking Leo Smith's booking today, where he's lunged in a little bit, but he's not going at the man. He's looking to get a block in, and you think, the ref should have realised he's only trying to block the ball off. He's not trying to go for the man, and just give the free kick, and that's it. You got to hope the referee reads the game the right way, haven't you? Isn't it?
Yeah, of course you have. It's difficult as well because you don't get me wrong. The refs work hard and they do a lot, but when some of them haven't probably played the game at a decent level, there is stuff what they probably see what are not fouls, so like certain things what go on. But listen, we can't blame referees and this and that. They're just doing what they see, and they do a good job 90% of the time, even though 90% of the time we don't seem to have much luck with them, especially at home. I think we've only had one penalty all season. When we probably should have had two or three, and that's just it. But they can't see everything, can they? It's a difficult job. I wouldn't like to do it. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a mug's job. I'll say that. Don't you say that? You're getting into trouble. But it's a bit of a mug's job being a ref, I reckon. I don't know. Spirit of the 76-78 has asked a question, which if it wasn't for the end of it, I'd be wondering if it's an attempt at identity theft here.
Has
Sam relocated to the area? Does he live in the Rostockland Happy House?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I stay up two or three times a week, I'm always in town having a coffee in Costa in Debenham, so I do like it, and I've been to Fatball a few times, a bit of food here and there, and I like the place. So everyone's friendly, nice people, and it thing is in the clubs, isn't it? It comes out in the club, because obviously you see a lot of supporters around town, and they all can't wait to talk to you, and it's nice. And obviously it's nice that we're approachable, because when we're in town, I want people to like speak to us, because that's what that's what we're building here. We want just genuine lads, you know what I mean? We're no different just because we play for Wrexham. We're the same as the supporters. We've got a passion for the club, and when you see people, you want to speak to them, don't you? So it's just the way it is.
And it's a fan-owned club, and certainly I think from my perspective, coming in and doing things for the club, or from a fan's perspective, I think there's a pride that we feel different. Mm. Does that come across to the players, the idea that somebody, because we're fan-owned, we're a bit different from other clubs, perhaps?
Yeah, we see a lot. Like, you just have to see the supporters come out for the last count. I'm sure there's about 16, or there's loads of supporters clubs. So when we get asked to go, I did one the other week, I think it was a Mould. I've said that right, haven't I?
Yeah,
I know
it's different. No, spot on, don't worry.
Different word, different places in Wrexham. But yeah, so I did one there. But they're so like, I'd say the main thing is how welcoming they are. And the Derby game, we had the gaffer put together a DVD, and Bryn Law said a few words about how big the Chester game was and stuff. And it's massive, the passion from the supporters, and we want to bring that out on the pitch. But it does come across how diehard. You only have to go through the town and see the club shop, the new one that they've opened up, and it's busy all the time. Yeah. And it just shows what we are. We're a massive club at this level, and higher up if we go up. So yeah, it does. It comes across how passionate fans are and how they are.
I've got to ask you. I've been itching to ask you. If I'd been here the last time you chatted the time, I'd have asked you this. Can you speak any Hungarian?
Every swear word, yes. Hello, goodbye. I can order the odd bit of food. Good morning. Thank you. Just the odd bits. To be honest, I was there for a year, and I probably should have. I know some of the lads who had been there a couple of years who were English. They went and had lessons, Hungarian lessons, but probably I probably should have done. It's probably laziness from my part.
That's an amazing experience. I mean, it's an unusual thing to do, because listeners who aren't aware, you were at Sheffield United. They have a link with Ferencváros, and so you went over and played there. That's a heck of a sort of a different experience.
Yeah, of course it is. At first, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit unsure about it, and then when I went across, and my first game, I think it was in front of 10 or 11,000, and it really reminds me of this club, the way it's set out and the way it is and that. And it was like, I thought, wow, I'm at a proper football club here. So it was a good experience for me, and I should have gone back. Craig Short got the job, and I should have gone back, and I chose not to, thinking, because I was training at the time with Sheffield United first team, and I literally just thought to myself, I'll get in and play at Sheffield United, and I didn't, and I should have gone out there and played, and I didn't. It was stupid. So
But it was, I mean, to do that at an early age like that as well.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just,
yeah, good,
that's
quite something. My partner got to come out, Alice, she got to come out with me as well. So she were at uni at the time. She's a nurse now, so she was training at uni. So she got 6-8 weeks off at a time. She were coming out. And it's just, it's nice, isn't it? Different way of life, different culture, and it makes you more respectful of other people.
That's superb. Well, sadly, we'll have to end it there because the team's going back. I could have kept chatting to you all day, I'm afraid.
I've got one more question, I think.
Oh, I think Barton Bank, he's coming back after his question about referees.
Yeah.
But his point here is that the referee at Maidstone was an ex-pro.
Was he?
I'm not sure he's a pro. He played in the non-league fussy. I'm not sure he's a professional.
Yeah, well, that just shows what I've said to all along. Old Tosh, doesn't it? Yeah. So
the exception proves the rule, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sam, that was absolutely superb.
No, brilliant.
Always a pleasure. Fantastic, Sam. Thank you so much.
And
this is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.